The highly regarded British Columbia Cancer Agency has come out with a statement that fallopian tubes should be routinely removed during tubal ligations and hysterectomies. Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us with a look at that health headline. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
They say this could reduce ovarian cancer deaths by up to 50%.
That's right. This is based on basic science previously done, published in the International Journal of Gynecological Cancer in 2009, because it was considered that ovarian cancer originated in the ovary. And they found that a certain type of ovarian cancer called serous ovarian cancer actually begins in the fallopian tube. And the cancerous cells spread from the fallopian tube, follow the tube down to the ovary, and then start to grow on the ovary. So the thinking now is that for women who are having hysterectomies, and that we have to differentiate. For women that are usually over 50 and have gone through menopause, hysterectomies include removing the ovaries and the fallopian tubes because the ovaries are not functioning anymore. So we're talking about women who are premenopausal or have not gone through menopause where the ovaries are still functioning. The thinking was, you know, leave everything alone, if a hysterectomy is necessary, remove the uterus, but leave the remaining anatomy. In this case, because of this information, they're saying that for those particular groups of women, when you remove the uterus, remove the fallopian tube, leave the ovaries intact because the ovaries are still functioning. You don't want to cause premature menopause. But because a great majority of ovarian cancers come from this particular part of the anatomy, the fallopian tube, remove the fallopian tube. And the estimates are that, according to the BC Cancer Agency, that if they do this particular procedure, which is routinely done, it's not a difficult procedure to do, they estimate that ovarian cancer deaths will be reduced by about 30% and perhaps 50% over the next 20 years. Now, the number of women in Canada that experience and develop ovarian cancer is 2,500 a year, with 1,750 dying. So it's a very high mortality rate for this particular cancer. So they are implementing this procedure in British Columbia as part of clinical practice, and hopefully the thinking goes is that it will spread across the country in terms of modifying a technique that's already done, and especially for women who have functional ovaries. You don't want to remove the ovaries, but now take away the fallopian tube if a hysterectomy is indicated for these women for whatever condition they have, and that certainly can reduce the risk, according to the data, reduce the risk of ovarian cancer.
Thank you, doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.